Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks pilot faces jail time and a major fine for lying to federal air crash investigators. According to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, 62-year-old Forrest M. Kirst was convicted by a jury last week of two counts of obstruction of federal agency proceedings related to the investigation of an August 2014 plane crash in the Brooks Range. Kirst was piloting a single-engine, four-seat Ryan Navion plane on a flight-seeing trip when the aircraft went down on Attigan Pass along the Dalton Highway. Three Canadian tourists on board were seriously hurt, and one died of crash injuries a month later. The release says Kirst's aircraft lacked sufficient power and altitude to clear the pass, and that information about the aircraft's altitude provided by Kirst to National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration investigators contradicted onboard GPS evidence. Kirst faces a maximum prison sentence of 5 years and a fine of up to $250,000. He's scheduled for sentencing February 20th. A shot of snow and colder temperatures are in the interior forecast for the first week of December. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Alaska is currently spinning moisture into the interior.
Going to bring a decent amount of snow to areas in the Alaska Range and about 3 to 5 inches of snow in Fairbanks.
A winter weather advisory is in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow, after which Metzger says it's forecast to cool down.
We'll see highs that are below zero by Wednesday. So we'll see those like Wednesday night close to 20 below.
Fairbanks normally has single-digit highs in the first week of December with normal lows around 10 below. Fairbanks International Airport has measured nearly 28 inches of snow so far this season, about an inch and a half above normal. The remains of three people killed in a plane crash on the Kenai have been recovered. Alaska State Troopers say the bodies were recovered by members of the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group who reached the crash site near Jean Lake west of Cooper Landing yesterday. They say the Piper PA-31-350 aircraft operated by Security Aviation went down Friday. Overflights confirmed the fatal crash, but weather and rugged terrain delayed reaching the accident site. The crash victims' bodies are being transported to the state medical examiner. An ongoing measles epidemic in Samoa has killed more than 30 people and sickened thousands, prompting the government there to close schools and launch a mass vaccination campaign. It's happening thousands of miles from Alaska, but as Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan reports, Alaska health officials are paying attention.
Matthew Bobo is the state of Alaska's immunization program manager. He says that as of 2016, more than 10% of Alaska kids aged 2 and under had not yet been vaccinated against the measles.
So there might be a case floating around in the population, and if your child doesn't have that protection, then they could possibly get the illness.
There hasn't been a reported case of measles in Alaska since a Kenai Peninsula teenager was diagnosed in July. And nationwide, there were only 10 cases reported in the month of October. But Alaskans have family ties all over the globe, and Anchorage is known as the air crossroads of the world.
So there's always the potential to get an import case coming into our state.
An outbreak is only a plane ride away.
Drew Shannon, a public health nurse with the Anchorage Health Department, says the surest way to protect the community is through herd immunity. And to reach herd immunity when it comes to measles, researchers say a community must have a vaccination rate of above 90%. In Samoa, the measles vaccination rate plunged below 40% last year, according to estimates from the World Health Organization. In Alaska, meanwhile, measles vaccination rates hover around 88%. Public health officials say that number has remained mostly stable over the years. But when you factor in immunization rates for other vaccine-preventable illnesses, from polio to chickenpox and mumps, Alaska's vaccination rate plunges to around 69%. Shannon, the Anchorage public health nurse, says health officials have noticed a troubling trend.
We are seeing a small but increasing proportion of children that received no vaccine. So even though like the total coverage rate has gone up, we've got more kids completing the vaccine, but at the same time we have more children receiving no vaccines at all.
Public health officials say there's no clear reason for the growing number of unvaccinated kids. But as Samoa's measles epidemic shows, it can have deadly consequences. In Anchorage, I'm Kirsten Swan.
Delta Junction High School sprinter Haley Williams has accepted an offer to run and study at Duke University. That makes her the first Delta High athlete to be offered a chance to compete for an NCAA Division I school. As KiwiC's Tim Ellis reports, Williams hopes to inspire other small school athletes.
Haley Williams' mom, Eileen, says she first realized her daughter's abilities when Haley was in middle school, and her softball coaches worried she wasn't spending enough time on base to practice running the bases.
She was fast. So fast running on the bases that the coaches there were like, we have to teach her how to slow down.
Eileen says it was around that time that she suggested that her daughter should consider running track. So Haley went out for the cross country team and impressed her coach.
I mean, he was like, you know, I think there's something there. And then a couple of the coaches in Fairbanks actually kind of pulled me aside and said, she has something there.
That something, of course, is her eye-popping ability to accelerate right out of the box and streak to the finish line on short-distance sprints. But Haley says she didn't decide to commit to track until her sophomore year, when she met an Anchorage-based running trainer who encouraged her to compete in short-distance running events at a tournament in Hawaii.
Like, I actually broke the record there that they had for that meet, and then I came back home and just started really focusing on sprinting.
Since then, Haley's gone on to set 7 records in the 100, 200, and 400-meter sprints, and she set a new state championship record for the 100 last summer in just over 12 seconds. Then she beat that by better than a half second at a national meet in North Carolina. But it was the 200-meter event that caught the attention of Duke University assistant track and field coach Mark Mueller.
Right after I got done running the 200 meter, Coach Mueller, he reached out, and then we just started the recruiting process right there.
Eileen says she and Haley's high school coach, Tara Owen, have both checked around and determined that Haley is the only Delta High School athlete ever to be recruited by an NCAA Division I school. Haley says she considered other offers, including one from the University of Oregon and another from Boise State, but she chose Duke because of its renowned School of Medicine.
I'm really interested in, like, psychology and biology, maybe even nursing. I just haven't, you know, quite figured that all out yet.
Haley says she hopes to establish a career in medicine, but first she'd like to compete in the Olympics and become a professional sprinter like Usain Bolt. She says those are personal goals that would help her inspire and counsel athletes at other small schools in Alaska.
A lot of people don't see the struggles and challenges that athletes go through. They do go through quite a bit, and they're not always open about it.
Coach Owen says Haley already plays the role of mentor for her teammates by, for example, teaching them the best way to launch out of their starting blocks to improve their performance. This even though she's already busy with a regime that includes 3 monthly trips to Anchorage to work with her trainer.
Every day she still showed up at our meetings. She still trained with us. She still did all of our group things. She was a part of our team still.
Eileen says she's especially proud that Haley holds a 4.2 grade point average, which she says didn't come easy and, like her athletic endeavors, required a lot of hard work.
Her accomplishments don't define her. Her character defines her. She uses her accomplishments as a means to help others.
Eileen and Haley both say they hope her hard work and accomplishments inspire other Alaskan students to aim high and challenge themselves to succeed, especially those who come from small towns. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.